This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Even though it's not a Friday the 13th or like a weird day, can we talk about superstitions?
Yeah, of course.
Because there's something...
I've never heard of this one.
I've never heard of it either, but TikTok's brought it back. It's something brides are doing called hide the sausage, and it's not what you think.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Then what is it? Then explain.
Have you ever played that?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're with your girl, and it's like, oh, somebody's coming. Hide this.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
No.
It's definitely a boy trick to get where you want to be. I said all that out loud.
So it's not that.
It's not
It's
that.
Something else.
Apparently, okay. Brides do a thing where they like take an uncooked sausage. I think it's uncooked, which is gross.
Yeah,
it's just kinda rendered fat in a sausage casing, whatever. And they hide it somewhere. They bury it.
They bury it, yeah.
The night before their wedding. And it somehow wards off bad weather.
Which is silly because the big superstition about rain and weddings I've heard is that rain on your wedding day is actually good
luck. Why would you want rain on your wedding day when you're going to be outside taking pictures?
Yeah.
You want the...
I did have to search it. It says rain on your wedding day is good luck because it signifies that your marriage will last, not when it becomes wet is extremely hard to untie. So while you're tying the knot and it's raining...
Oh my God, that's so
pretty cute.
Stupid.
Mm. Better than a sausage in a dirt pile. Are you kidding me? What is that
Somebody's
signify?
Coming hide this.
Exactly. I'd rather have rain.
Well, that's do they hide the sausage like with the groom or is it just the bride does
I think
this
it's
on her
just
own
the, bride.
The night before? Because I remember like my wife the night before our wedding, I was like kind of texting her and stuff and she just stopped replying because she's like, it's done. Like you don't get to see me again until I walk down the aisle.
Don't get to see you or talk to you or nothing.
I guess, yeah. So I kind of thought she was mad at me. She just kind of went
dark. So you're all worried that she was going to be there?
She kind of went dark on me, yeah. But then I was like, am I kind of breaking the rule? Because I'm texting her and I was kind of not supposed to, but I still did. And then she just didn't respond.
Maybe she was, you know, off, you know, hiding the sausage? Yeah.
I don't
know. Burying the sausage?
No, I don't think that.
She dug a deep hole and...
I don't think about it anyway.
I wouldn't.
Oh my God.
All right. So that to me is a weird superstition. But if it's something that you believe in, I think there are just families out there who just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if your grandma did it and your mom did it, and then it's kind of. That makes sense.
Just.
Right.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
becomes a,
you got a whole,
superstitious tradition.
Yeah. You got a whole family of sausage hiders.
Weirdos.
Do you guys partake in any superstitions? Like, I know I ask this every time we talk about it, but like I know T-Yak probably does because you were a sports guy. Like,
yeah.
You even said, like, wasn't your jersey so rancid because you wouldn't wash it? Because it's like a thing.
I had a lot of just, I would almost call them ticks. Like, I don't even know where they came from. It just, I'd have to lick my fingers a certain number of times, and I have to have a yellow Gatorade and a piece of peanut butter toast before the game. And
for real?
Yeah. But I don't know like how that started. I guess I just did it once and was like, oh, now I'll do it every single time.
Because you went 3 for 3 on free throws that night. And it's like, oh my God, how many times did I lick my hand?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make it doesn't make any sense, but I couldn't function if I didn't do it.
Do you have any sausage related superstitions?
No. We can get my wife on the phone.
Here's the deal. We want to know if you have like weird, I don't know if we're calling them silly superstitions. If you have, they can be like traditions in your family, like you all hide a sausage, or they can just be like weird little tics like TX describing. We want to hear your kind of unorthodox superstitions. 303-222-5423.
I don't know if this deck technically counts as a superstition, but I 100% believe bad things come in threes.
A lot of people believe that, and I don't understand why. I think you can just always find three. Like, they go celebrity deaths, it's three. It's like, oh my God, this guy died, this guy, this. And it's like, yeah, but if you dig a little farther, there's probably two more. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, yeah. Betty White died and so-and-so died. It's like, yeah, but so did the guy who played this guy on Dynasty. It's like, you're just always, I think we just try to lump. Yeah, I mean, you might be right. It's like, ooh, I crashed my car. I don't know. You might be right. I'm just saying.
Bad things come in threes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's three of us.
Mm. Yeah. I've taken the brunt of a lot of it. It's your turn.
Do you believe in some of the other ones, like the black cat thing?
No.
I do, the black hat and the ladder, and I wanted.
You won't walk under a ladder.
No, I wouldn't. And
have you done any work on a house? You have to. Aaron, have you done any work on a house? You have to walk under a ladder sometimes.
Yeah,
you just have to.
And that's probably why you're doing so much work on the house. You're cursing it as you're doing it. You're getting the bad luck.
The ladder one is dumb.
Well, what about this one? I remember I'd never even heard of this one until I was at school with my friends and we were walking and we went like there's a light pole there.
You can't split it.
Yeah, my buddy was like, oh, don't split a pole.
Oh,
you
hold
never on, wait, split what? A pole.
Yeah,
like, when you're walking,
both have to go to the same side. You can't split the group to go around the pole. It's bad luck.
Oh my God, I do the opposite. If I'm dating someone and we're holding hands, I purposely, I forget what you say. It's something like bread and butter back together. It's like, butter and bread. There's something. So you're holding hands and you let go of hands and then come back together. It's like bread and butter back together or something.
It's
something that like doesn't that. Rhyme.
I know, like, but there's something that's almost rhymey.
I don't like
rhymey.
That
just text in if you know what that thing is. But like, it's something like it like, you guys, bring it. You split up it because, but you know you're gonna
I
come
feel
back
like
together.
That is kind of maybe canceling it out with the saying if you get it right. But you guys also learned one not too long ago. You can't cheers with water.
I find that stupid, but I did ask other people and they do think it's real. I think that's stupid. Like
if I'm
out at a bar and like we're all together celebrating and TX like, I gotta go home and like give the kids a bath and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, well, he doesn't want anything to drink, but we're not gonna exclude him from the cheers.
Absolutely.
No,
you do.
You're not.
Because otherwise
he
it's
can
bad
hold
luck.
Up a water. No. It's not bad luck for
you
who?
Can do anything but water. Soda? Totally fine.
No, so stupid.
Yeah.
Just hold up a glass and go sláinte. Done.
No.
Yes, you can. Oh my God, that one.
I will do that one too. Yeah, because I always just have water.
Yes, you just cheers with whatever beverage you have.
And to be honest, I'm just happy I got invited.
Yes! Just happy as sausage is at the restaurant.
Yes.
All right, if you've got a weird superstition, we would love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird superstitions. Is anybody backing me up on the water thing, text-wise? Like, I think it's stupid.
No. Mm-mm. But they did say Slacker's relationship superstitions are not promising, so.
I don't even know what that means. Antonio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
Superstitions, what do you got?
So, we're all huge mountain people. We'll go camping all the time, go fishing all the time. And one of the big super going camping or even going fishing is we'll look for something that's called like a sun dog.
And a sun what?
Dog.
Oh, your phone
a
is
sun
breaking
dog?
Up.
A sun dog?
Yeah, I don't. A sun dog?
A sun.
My God, why is your phone doing that? Sun dot.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, it's called a sun dog. And so we'll look to the west, and if the clouds look like there's two dogs chasing the sun, and before it sets, if the sun looks like it's been taking a bite out of, which means that you're going to have the worst time camping or fishing. And if that happens, we'll cancel everything.
How often have you seen the sun dog, and what kind of hallucinogenics are you bringing camping?
Google it.
That's a real thing, a sun dog.
It is a real thing. Google it. It's a native thing. We are partly native, but it's not deep into our roots, but it's something that my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents have always followed.
Okay.
And I've seen quite a bit of them. Usually after that, blood looks like kind of orange or sometimes red. And even on a full moon, we won't even go fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's sun dogs, halos, sun pillars. There's a lot.
All right. So just look to the clouds. Decide if you're going to have to. Thank you, Antonio. It took us a little while to get there, but Jasmine.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's your superstition?
First of all, I did go see New Kids on the Block, and it was super fun, so thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was going to send pictures, but I just take pictures.
Fine, you're lame.
My family, we always were told, you can't bring your old broom when you move. You just need to buy a new broom. But the other one I thought of was, owls. Owls are a bad omen, and I remember, a few years ago, they were just everywhere, on, necklaces and everything like that, and, it's an omen of death.
I think owls are good. It means there's no snakes, no bunnies, no nothing. You are because the owl lived on my house and it was awesome. My grass is never better.
Exactly, because they're eating and killing the animals that
I'm down with the murder.
Okay, wow.
Murder away, owl. Come on in. They would sit on the end of my pergola, and their head, when it does the thing where it can turn all the way around.
I mean, they're
freaky,
cool, but
cool as hell.
Bad omens.
Just get one of the plastic ones.
I have the plastic ones.
Scare the rabbits
away. And the other birds just stand on them. They're I know.
They're not hitting on them or anything.
They were freaked out at first, but then they get over it. Thank you.
The broom one's definitely real.
What do you mean it's real? You don't bring it.
Yeah, no. When you move to a new house, you leave the broom. You got to buy a brand new broom.
So then somebody has to use your old broom?
No, you just get rid of it at that point.
Yeah, you don't leave it.
Yeah, you don't want to bring your old your old dirt to the new house.
Power wash it.
No.
It's like a brand new broom. Mia.
Yai.
Superstitions, what's yours?
Whenever I walk over a coin, I always think a dog or a cat's going to die.
You mean if your foot actually touches it, or just you go over the top of it?
I'll walk over it.
That's factually correct. She is right.
That does actually. It might be an actual superstition.
So, are you supposed to pick it up?
Only if it's heads up.
No.
So what? If you see
a
coin,
pick it up either way.
If you see a coin 20 feet in the distance, do you just cross the street? What do?
I just go around it.
Okay.
Okay.
Our dogs thank you for that.
Maybe not yours.
Yeah. Ellen.
Yay.
What's your superstition?
High school and college both. If I had to take a test the next day, I slept with the textbook under my pillow.
So you could just photosynthesize knowledge.
But you're sleeping on.
She is factually accurate. That is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
No, nine is closer to 12. Okay.
No, it's not. 1 month. For 9 months? That's not a whole year.
So we're having this weird discussion about sick days and vacation. I just noticed that I haven't taken a vacation this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's weird.
We've noticed.
How do I think?
We can feel it.
Am I tense? Here's the thing.
Let's go to the text line.
Text in if you think I need a vacation. I mean, we don't have any. Ever since they gave us unlimited vacation here, we don't take it.
They're calling our bluff.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. There's something hidden with it where it's take as many days as you want. You're okay, cool, thanks. And then it's the end of the year and you haven't used a single one.
There are studies on this because if they give you 14, let's say you have 14 vacation days and you've used 10, then you go, I'm using my last four. So you'll take them just no matter what because you don't want to lose
them. Figure out how to use them.
Or you just sit at home and go, I'm not letting them burn. But if you have unlimited, then those four extra ones aren't sitting there. So then you only take vacation when you need it. Which ends up being less, like Aaron's saying.
Dude, none of us have
yeah.
We've taken I took a day the same day you did. You took your wife to the mountains. I took my son to Omaha.
Yeah. Who would ever think I would have a better vacation than you?
That is really strange. But Aaron takes more vacation than any of us.
That's not true.
Well, he took all that time off recently.
Yeah, when my sister
I
know, died.
I love teeing you up to say that to me. No, it's like, probably one of the most painful things I can do.
It's fine. But I did go to Disneyland, but that was a family trip because that was my sister's like last trip. So it's like still a vacation.
But you're going to London.
Yeah.
The other thing that I found out, and your HR wife would know this, Tiak, if they do unlimited vacation time, then when they fire you, they don't owe you vacation days.
That's another thing. Yep. They're definitely getting you two ways. I know all this from my wife because she works in HR. That's statistically, you employees use less vacation and then they don't have
and
to pay
out. And they don't owe you anything when they fire you.
Because you're not accruing any.
Right.
So it's not yours. It's unlimited.
Because I've been here forever and I had like my sick day accrual and my vacation day were like, I'm a 4 week a year guy. I get 4 weeks.
Wow.
I've taken zero. Yeah. What in the But yeah. I am the person. Well,
there is another thing with the sick days too. Sorry to interrupt. But yeah, like yeah. that the sick days, they don't, different states are different, but they don't have to pay out sick days. So that's why they're like, oh, you want
yeah, they don't.
1,000 sick days a year? Sure. I don't.
Because I think the last time when it was on our checks, I had like 360 sick days. I was like, I'll see you guys in 27.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what?
I mean, even now, got a head cold, I'm here.
I know, and you're driving me nuts.
You mock me a lot, and no, I don't like it.
It's like, you know, Aaron's on the show, which is amazing, and like it's great, but like at least there's other people talking to like keep everybody from noticing how bad it is.
I'm when not you're, that bad.
Then there's people out there stuck on 225 at ILIF going, I wonder what's going on. And here's Aaron going, all right, so bad, so bad, so bad.
That's rude,
Bob. And I'm like, stop saying Bob. You're like, I'm saying Bob. I'm like, you are saying Bob.
I am not.
M-O-M, say it, Bob. M-O-M, say it.
No.
You can't. Okay, but the story that got us talking in the first place, that got us talking about is 9 close to 12, which is so stupid. Is who's not Gen Z is not taking their sick days?
No, Gen Z is taking their sick
Gen
days.
Gen Z is. Yeah. The rest of us aren't.
Well, yeah, Gen Z takes an average of 14.3 sick days a year, which is more than one a month. And baby boomers take 8.9, so about 9 sick days a year, which is almost once a month.
No, it's
is what
not.
I said. Almost once a month, which seems like a lot. I'm surprised that baby boomers are taking that much sick days because that seems often.
Well, I'm not a boomer. What am I? I'm an X.
I think, yeah, you're an X.
I'm an X. Does it say what X are doing?
No. I used no. to or millennials.
I feel like
We're not. I feel like millennials aren't taking.
No,
it.
You're closer to a Z than you are a boomer. I bet you take a lot. You don't personally. Like the funny thing is,
I don't know that I ever have.
It is really weird.
I've had COVID like 8 times.
You come in and like at the end of a show, you're like, I wasn't bad for somebody on the TUS. What do you call it?
I'm TUS. I'm currently TUSed up. Actually,
you are.
Yeah, currently, because I would sound like Aaron if I wasn't.
So you literally just sit in the parking lot with scissor? Yeah,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, I do it before I drive. I do it at home.
All right, so this is the question. Enough about the sick days and the vacation days. I want to explore the true question that's been asked here. Is 9 closer to once a month than not closer to once a month? Because Erin is so mad. She was like, so, wow, I just spent a time.
Yeah. Great, now I'm sick again.
Right. So, it, like, I
saying,
tend to lean
saying
towards...
Saying that 9 out of 12, like...
9 out of 12,
that's
like,
almost a full year. It's not. That's
you
not.
Yes, it is.
You would pass a test with that score.
9 out of 12? Yes, you would.
It's closer to passing, closer to full than closer to than empty.
I would not consider 9, taking one sick day... For 9 months to be almost a year.
Yes. What would you consider it?
11. You would have to take 11 out of the 12, like all the way.
No.
No, because this
six is obviously
half.
Okay. So you walk. If there's a glass sitting on the table right now at 50% capacity, what is the condition of that glass?
It is half filled.
So then he's more than half.
But it's not close. It's not almost. He said it's almost.
It is almost.
It's not almost.
It is.
You're just a couple away.
Yeah. And especially if you factor in actual people taking vacation time too. If you get 2 weeks of vacation, now you're gone 2 weeks plus.
Yes.
You're gone 10 days plus
yes.
14 days of sick or 9 days of sick. Like you're gone. You're gone kind of a lot.
Well, you didn't include the vacation days at first.
No.
So.
Here's what. By the way, the answer to the cup, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
As long as we're getting philosophical, the same glass, what is it?
Is it how thirsty am I or some vague answer like that.
No, you're getting, you're close.
Okay. Is it half empty or half full? I would say it's half full if I'm thirsty. If I'm not thirsty, I don't even care. Right? Isn't that the answer?
To me, it's sort of like that. To me, the answer is, what am I doing to the glass?
Okay. Like, are what? Drinking it versus what else would you do?
Thank you. Filling it. If I walk up and I'm like, I got my pitcher and I'm the server at the restaurant and I'm like, here, would you like some water? And I fill it 50%. You'd go, hey, that's only half full. You're not saying, yeah, oh, it's half empty. I'm filling the glass. So now I've only made it half full. If full glass and I'm like, is that half full? No, it's half empty because I've drank half of it.
That
thank you.
It makes way more sense than
and
I want to admit.
And 9 is closer to 12 no. than not.
I'm sick.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's like a list of, I don't even know what to do right now. Because I kind of want to just focus on you, Aaron. And let's like you and me just have a little chat.
I love that.
Because Tiek is freaking me out.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a list of things that ruin friendships.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, like when a friendship ends, unless there's some real toxicity, sometimes friendships, like one of them on the list, and it's happened to me. Ugh. Here comes the intervention. When a friend gets sober, it's not like, oh, I don't like you because you're sober, but you just don't have.
You don't want to invite them if there's going to be alcohol there, or they
and
don't.
If I'm there, there's going to be alcohol there.
You are the alcohol.
Right. That just happened to me in the airport the other day. It was like there was a sign that said no alcohol beyond this point. So I just stood there. And I'm like, how do I get over there? They're like, no, if it's in you, you can keep walking. I'm like, oh, all right, we'll be more specific. But you know what I'm saying. And then you like you don't want them to feel bad. And then you just don't have, well, let's go have coffee. And it's like, I don't want to just sit at Starbucks. I mean, I will, but like, ugh. But yeah, so you don't think men or you don't think guy friendships end?
No, I think you just drift apart and then you run into them 20 years later. Go, oh, how the hell you been? And then you just have a little talk and then you're like, that's it. I've seen my dad do it a million times where we've just been
and then
out
they're
and
just
about.
Friends again?
Yeah, it's kind of like, how
after
you been?
After 20 years of not talking?
Yeah, yeah. My dad has had guys come up to him before at events. Like, my dad's wearing a hat and sunglasses and just gets a tap on the shoulder.
Trying to not be seen by 20-year-old friends.
No, I think he's just like not even aware that there might be somebody there that he knows. Okay. And then just like, hey, how you been? And then it just turns in, how are the kids? How's the wife? Where are you living now? Okay. Well,
and now you're just friends.
See you later. Yeah. And it's like you don't exchange phone numbers or anything. It's just like, what? You know, I saw Bob. He's doing well.
Is Bob the name of your dad?
No. Oh. My dad's John.
Okay.
But John saw
John's telling the story to someone else.
Yeah.
When he runs into them.
Exactly.
Just at Applebee's. You're just both ordering riblets. Yeah. And it's like, John? Bob? What?
Right. I don't know that I've ever had a friend. I've never had like a breakup with a friend. With a buddy.
Dude friend.
I don't think so. Have you?
Okay. Real quick, Aaron, you have one a week, right? Women just are like, whabong.
No.
You don't?
No, because I only have like two friends.
She's clutching on.
And I can name
I can't lose these two.
You can. You've gotten pretty close with them. They love you.
They do?
Yeah.
Can I have their numbers?
That's weird. They would love that.
What are you saying? Hold up. What are you saying?
Well, I just the way you asked. Like, do you just want to hang out with them? Sure.
I'm not trying to sleep with them, weirdo.
They're going to hate that I'm saying this. They both have said that you're a DILF.
Yeah.
I was like,
let's go. No, I mean, here.
Yeah, you've stolen all his friends.
That's exactly what
can,
I'm saying.
You can absolutely.
The other night,
you can have their numbers to hang out with them. But I draw the
can
line.
Can I wear a DILF shirt when I hang out?
Yes,
with
please, actually.
No shirt.
When you're a DILF, you wear the shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
Trust me. The other night, my friend, the only one left, the only friend I have left that Aaron doesn't have the number.
Okay.
She's got.
Is that the one that
you've got Ben.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because Ben is Venmo, or he sent you tickets.
Tickets, yep.
Okay. You've got Chad.
Yep.
Like I can go down the list. You've got everyone. She didn't have Josh.
I don't.
You don't. Wow.
And
wow.
And guess what?
I asked for it and I got denied.
Last night?
Yes!
Yes!
From you.
Josh, you asked me. You. Oh, yeah. Okay, go.
Josh would give it to me, no problem. Oh, yeah.
Good. They were in the same place.
Josh is a DILF, too.
He is.
In case he's listening.
They were in the same place at the same time. And I'm like, it's no big deal. Like, but it's because it's a big event. They're probably not going to cross paths.
Oh, no.
So we're good.
It's Aaron. Of course she's going to cross paths.
No. I knew Aaron was busy.
Okay.
So I'm like, they're not going to cross paths. Everything's fine. And then he did it. He texted me. He was like, here's where I'm at if Aaron wants to stop by. And I was like, I fought the urge. I'm like, I could keep this from Aaron and save my final friend. Like, I got one left.
Uh-huh. Because they just, they realize Aaron's better and they don't come back.
Better than
they
what?
Don't come back to better you. That's the problem. You're not sharing, you're losing friends to Aaron.
That is actually what's happening. There have been times where she's like, yeah, so anyway, Chad, this says that. And I'm like, I don't know any of that. Wow. I literally don't know any of the things going on in Chad's life right now. Until I'm going to run into him at an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Chad?
How the hell you been?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Has everyone in here had a full-blown nutty, like a meltdown moment?
Yeah.
Really?
You haven't?
None that I'll talk about. I think I'm always kind of having one. Am I not?
On the edge of one, yeah.
I just didn't think you ever. That was a trick question. I didn't think T-Hack would answer yes.
It takes a lot. I feel like I've had them a couple times, like when moving, like in the middle of moving.
You just can't take it anymore?
Yeah, it's just so many trips, and then there's just a lot to handle, and it just, I feel like I've had, where you unload something into one room, and it's like, no, that's the other room, and now you're moving it, and you're just wasted effort, and you're frazzled, you're tired, you're annoyed.
How does your meltdown moment manifest itself? Do you cry? Do you throw things? Do you break stuff?
I would just scream usually, yeah.
Okay.
And then a cry. A cry after.
Did you work here when I had my big meltdown moment?
I don't know.
Well, you would know.
You've had some big ones I've seen.
There was, so we're in a studio right now that the air conditioner does not work.
No.
It occasionally, if it does anything, it blows hot, humid air onto us.
Yeah.
So we're literally like getting the fits right now. It is a zillion degrees.
Yeah. I've wrung my shirt out a couple of times.
It is 57% humidity in this room, according to the little thing we have in here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So back in the day, the equipment in here works about 1% of the time. Mm-hmm. When we were in the old studio, it was a day where, like, I had recorded some commercials. They didn't work. We had tried to put new songs in. It didn't work. We tried to, like, do a live break on the air. It didn't work. And there was some thing. I was just trying to search something on the internet, and the keyboard locked up, and it was the last moment for me. And I picked up the keyboard, and I smashed it against the counter. That was the first thing I broke, but it made all the, it like rained the alphabet.
Oh yeah.
And it, like, the people in the room, if you were in the room, you'd know it. And it was like, there were a few letters left, so everyone in the room took a turn of trying to make it rain the rest of the letters.
That's kind of fun.
And then I full
they're not even mad.
Let me try it.
And I office spaced a computer. Like, I tipped a computer over and stomped on it till it no longer worked.
Oh really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I wasn't here for that.
Full blown meltdown. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, did it help?
Well, they had to replace the things that were broken.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the things that were broken anyway, right?
Yeah.
True.
I made them visibly broken. They're like, is it not working? I'm like, as you can
tell
see,
me.
It's smashed and there are letters everywhere. I remember somebody coming in trying to remember where all the letters go.
That's no.
And they're trying to like snap
just
them
get
back
a new
in.
Keyboard.
I was like, yeah, just run over and get a new one. So there was a story in the news that a flight had to be diverted because some dude had his meltdown and tried to open the door.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's like the worst place to have a meltdown.
On a plane? Excuse me. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because you're trapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is he trying to go?
Open the door? Everyone gets so afraid. You can't, like, I don't think you can physically open the door.
While you're in the air?
Yes. Everybody's like, oh my God, stop him. And it's like, no, let him go. He can't do it. The air,
I
it's
don't
pressurized,
know.
You guys.
I believe you, but at the same time, I'm paranoid, so.
Yeah, it does make sense, though. You don't want anyone just bumping it and it, right. it opens.
Not gonna, it's, like, not, it's a pressurized cabinet. It's like,
that does make sense.
It's like opening the door on a submarine.
Ah.
You can't just like, and the water comes flooding. Oh, God, stop that dude. But he had a meltdown. He assaulted a flight attendant, tried to open the door. That was his meltdown moment. So are you guys each going to confess one?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, my
You kind of already did.
Yeah.
All right. So we want, we'll get a little more vulnerable, but we want to hear the time you had a full blown nutty, we call it a meltdown moment. 303-222-5423.
I think you guys are going to be surprised when I say that I haven't really had a lot, but when I have, it's always like food related because
food related. What do you mean?
Yeah. Cause I will, you guys know that even though I'm a diabetic, I love sweets.
Mm-hmm. It is one of the weirdest things about you. Cause I've seen you horking down ice cream almost every day. And I'm like, and your little meter is going beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, do you
Because I'm giving
it?
Myself insulin for it. It's fine.
It's just a suggestion. Those beeps don't really mean that much.
Okay.
But I remember this was a, I have not had one since. Was a cherry Mr. Misty Freeze from Dairy Queen.
Okay.
And someone bumped me and it just fell to the floor. Oh, just in the parking lot, gone. It was my 13th reason for lack of a better phrase.
Oh my God, Aaron, take it back.
I was done. I got in my car, sobbed, and then just went home and went to bed.
Okay, so that's a, okay. But you didn't hurt anybody.
No, I didn't. Mm. That was a funny.
So I just recently had one, but I didn't do, so I want to talk about a meltdown moment that I didn't have. And I know, Tiek, you and I just talked about this off the air. I went to a concert at the brand new Ford Theater, Ford Amphitheater, and every J-hole on the street parked with a full three quarters of a car length in front and behind them. So there was way less parking. So you couldn't fit a car in. Even with like auto drive, your car wouldn't fit in there. And it reminded me of a moment where our former partner and friend, not former friend, but Steve, we went to a Rockies game and something similar happened. And Steve did not care about the Tacoma truck that he was driving at the time. We were in the parking lot right by Chop House, which is now McGregor Square. And he just moved cars.
Oh my gosh.
By repeatedly bashing them with his truck.
Oh my gosh.
Till he had room to park. And then he got out of his truck. I was in the truck with him at the beginning of it. Then I bailed. Once he parked, he got out and we started to go to the game. And I was like, you're not seriously leaving your car there because they're going to track the white paint. Like,
yeah, it's
they
good,
see it.
It's obvious that you're the one who did it. And he acted like he was going to leave it, but then he eventually didn't. And he got in his car and left.
That's wild.
But I'm telling you, I was going to do it at the Ford. I was like,
wasn't it like a dream come true? Just being in it, just, oh yes, ram him.
Like the first car he started, he tapped it and I was like, and he started to move it. And then he backed into another car. And once he made hard contact with that, it became Demolition Derby. So if about 10 years ago you sustained major damage to your car, we can give you the number of the guy.
I was in that. My neck's kind of hurt, actually. Dude,
he smashed probably six cars. Here's my yelling.
Oh, my God.
Some were parked fine. Yeah. Just <didn't>
even... If you've had a meltdown moment, we'd love to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking to people about when they just lost their mind, had a nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Full meltdown.
Meltdown moment.
I might do it now!
Oh my God, dude.
Sorry, not now, we're
did
not doing it.
Did you see what he just did? I pooped my pants just now.
I thought we were doing the melt, sorry.
Sandy.
My girl scared me, yay.
He scared all of us, and it's not funny. All right, what was your meltdown? Oh my God.
Years ago, I worked at a restaurant. And things happened to be going wrong in the whole restaurant. Customers were particularly annoying, and I started to have a meltdown. So they put me in the office, and I sat in the corner on the floor saying, nobody touch me. Don't touch me. I'm pretty sure I'm going to die if you touch me. Don't freaking touch me.
Oh, my gosh.
Did anybody?
It was No, nobody touched me. I think they were sort of...
Yeah, I think I'm going to follow that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a guy that I worked with, his parents owned a travel agency, so he booked me a trip to Mazatlan so I could go and relax.
I'm going to...
That's so
nobody
cute.
Touch me.
Buddy,
nobody
come
touch
here.
Me.
So that is, wow, in a corner that's on the floor and scream, don't touch me, and maybe you'll get a trip.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will try that next.
Noted.
Chloe. What was your meltdown moment?
It was when I had a sleepover with my friends, and then they were all like, I'm too hot, I'm too cold. And then I stood up straight... And then I was quiet at first, and then I was like, you shut up, you idiot.
Yeah, tell him.
Let's get you a trip to Mazatlan. Thank you, Chloe. Kylie.
Yikes.
Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
Okay, so I was having a really, really bad day, and I wanted my favorite ice cream, which is Breyers Vanilla, you know, with the little speckles of actual vanilla.
Oh, like the vanilla bean.
Oh,
true. The real bean one.
Okay.
Nobody makes a vanilla ice cream like they do. It's so good.
Okay.
So when I got to the store and they didn't have any, I freaked out, and I'm embarrassed to say that I demanded to know who was in charge of stocking and why they hadn't ordered it and why there was none on in the freezer section.
Yep. Okay. So you,
it was a rough week, you guys. Like, the day was really tough. I'm talking about if something could go wrong, it did. And I just took it out on these poor grocery workers.
Right. Right. Imagine how their day was. And they had no Breyers ice cream to follow up on either.
The store.
You can't go back there, right? Like, that's not your store anymore.
No, it isn't.
Once you've melted down at a store,
I see you chasing around other people with Breyers in their cart.
What flavor is it? Jump it! Oh my god, that's psycho! And now you have to drive like 3 miles across town to like. Okay, was it worth it?
No, I'm so embarrassed in my behavior. But when that came up, I had to fess up and clear my conscience. Yeah, no, it's not the right thing to do. Clearly,
we'll send you a lifetime supply.
You should try Bluebell.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
that stuff. Oh, dude,
I would melt down for
the
that.
The root beer float one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kylie. Danielle.
Yeah.
Meltdown moment. What happened to you?
Yeah, so I had these leftovers from like my favorite Thai place, and Thai food and Italian food are always better the next day. Anyway, so
I could not agree more.
Oh,
really?
Let that sauce simmer in the noodles. It's just better.
It just because it sets in. There's something about like pasta sauce is like hot and it's on top of the noodle and all the different sauces, they're on top of whatever. And then the next day, they're part of it. It's
I get it, but no.
Yeah, Italian. Whenever I eat Italian leftovers the next day, it's always like, yeah, more bread, please. Oh, where'd she go? Where's the server?
Dude, get over it. Buy
the bread. That's what I'm there.
Buy a
give me the bread.
King Soopers. And I'm sorry, we have derailed your story. Please don't be mad at us. But I wanted you to know, I'm on your side already.
Okay, excellent. So I had these delicious leftovers. I had a long day at work, and I was going to eat them when I got home. I get home, my husband had eaten them. I was very upset. I mean, it was a long day at work. So I, you know, thought that's the end. My marriage is over. I
left
over at my sister's house.
Wait, you actually left?
I was very upset.
Okay. No, we are doing meltdown moments, so that does seem extreme, but like, had you dibs them?
What's that?
Had you dibs them? Did you make it known that you needed those later?
Yeah, I mean, they were my leftovers. It was like a dinner that I went out with my girlfriend, and...
Mm.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
They're hers. They're hers.
Did your sister have leftovers at her house?
I wish.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's The punishment does not fit the crime on that, but I totally get it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Let's get freaky, huh? So the other night, my wife was making...
I can't.
You don't...
But. Nobody in the room feels good. And we're like, all right. And we just want, like... We probably all have COVID.
Not me.
COVID is still real. Dude.
I don't know. I've been told that like our symptoms are very...
Here's the thing. Yeah. Tiek won't test.
No.
Because he's like, I never got COVID. It's like, you probably had COVID more than anybody else.
But it never put me down.
Never got sick the way we did.
Yeah. So I never reached a point.
He is on week two of Tussin.
It's like week three.
Yeah. So you got COVID.
So Robitussin is the cure to COVID now?
Like, well, obviously it's not. You're on week three.
It's a cure to the symptoms. Some of them.
You just had a stuffy nose. Last week you were saying it's probably just allergies. It's probably just allergies.
No, but that's what everyone was saying.
Now it's like, well, you're lucky.
Now that you've drug closed down into it. And I know a lot of people who tested positive recently.
Okay.
I'm also like, why are you testing? Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't test.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have COVID. It's like, okay. okay. I have a scab on my knee. Well, what are we doing? Who cares?
Right. Okay.
But anyway, it's important to note that as none of us feel well, like the medication that I'm currently on is making me feel really, really tired and sluggish. So I'm putting in like 600-700 milligrams of caffeine just to even sit here. With that being said, and you having that knowledge, you can't start a conversation with, let's get freaky.
Why?
None of us are going to tolerate it, dude. We're just going to thump you. Like, let's get freaky, man. Like, what? What do you even mean by that?
Well, I'm off the tuss. I'm actually...
You're off the tuss?
I'm off the tuss,
Are you on the Fed?
No. I'm off Sudafed. I'm off the Robitussin.
You're on nothing right now.
Nothing.
What is it called when you're on the plane and you do the... What's the word? Where you're just staring...
Oh, raw dog?
You're raw dogging it, that.
You're raw dogging right now?
Yeah, I am.
Let's make out a little bit. Let me
freaky.
Oh, let's get freaky.
Yeah, you're right.
Now let's get freaky.
The other night, my wife was making brownies, which are delicious. Okay. And so she's serving up. They're ready. They're hot. They're warm. She's serving them up. Now, the best brownie, in my opinion, has frosting on it because I'm just a frosting guy. But I'm trying to stay locked in a little bit, trying to not eat as much sugar. And so the second best is putting some whipped cream on it. No whipped cream. Okay, so I see where this is gonna go. But
well, first off, you know that I would never say yes.
Do a little, just a dollop of whipped cream.
He doesn't say yes to whipped cream any.
I don't put white and creamy things in my mouth. Period.
There was something white and creamy that you did though. That you made an exception. It was like ice cream or something.
Ice cream is an exception.
Okay.
And like,
that's why I get confused.
It's different.
On the thin layer, but like whipped cream, sour cream cheese, cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Ricotta cheese is like real rough for me.
Oh, I love ricotta.
Oh my God, but Quality Italian the other day, I was there and they were like, here's a dessert for you. Try this out. And I'm eating. It's like some of the best ice cream. I'm just like, oh, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's ricotta.
Mm.
I was like, damn you. It was
It was good. Okay.
It's like they made a froyo out of ricotta and it was so
delicious.
Good. And then once they told me, I was like,
but it changed the texture enough that it didn't.
Yes.
Okay.
But once I knew, then it was rough. Because
yeah,
I was like, I can't
like
get over it.
Lasagna ice cream or something.
Exactly. Like, but it wasn't. It was sweet. You can make ricotta. Ricotta will take on, I think, the flavor of pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a generic, well, we don't have time to get to whatever it is.
So we're serving up the brownies and I go and I get the whipped cream and I pull it out and I kind of look at my wife and I'm like, hey, whipped cream. You know, we've never actually.
Oh my God, he is going to get freaky.
Yeah.
Yes. That kind?
Yeah, of course.
If I do that, mucus is going to come out of my throat.
But I know it because I used to have to do it. Even though I hate whipped cream, I love my children.
Yeah,
and they'd be like,
you got to do it to them.
And they'd be like, Dad, come on. I'm like,
yeah.
And you fill their mouth up.
Yeah, right in their mouth. Exactly. That's a good parent. Yeah, because
And they just sit there and they pretend they don't get enough. So they mouth becomes this cavernous thing where they can hold a whole can in there. I don't know if they're like cycle breathing and it's just like going straight down their throat. But they're like,
So I get the whip or whatever. I want to hear Aaron try.
This mic is going to get gross.
So I'm like, you know, we've never actually implemented whipped cream in the boudoir, in the bedroom, or any sort of food, really. And I was kind of like, we looked at each other and I said, I don't want to. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to either. And so my question for you guys is, have you ever implemented food in the bedroom? And why would you? Because I feel like if I want to eat, I'll eat. If I want to not eat, then I won't eat. Like, I don't want to mix the two. And I've never been in the bedroom and thought, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I
want a snack, but I also want to continue what I'm doing.
Exactly. Like, I could go for a strawberry right now. It's like, no, it's never crossed my mind. But what is the reason? What is the reason for food in that manner?
Aaron?
I have not. Because it's sticky and gross.
That's what I think. It's just extra cleanup.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know how to say, I think it's for rookies. I think it's for people who
just like help break the tension a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, so I was thinking rookie from a perspective of like, because you have to learn how to like kiss softly, and so that the whipped cream helps you do that. And it's like, but I don't. That's like a training wheel, right? Like I don't need the whip. Get the whipped cream out
I'm
of there.
I'm struggling right now because I want to just say everything, but I can't say anything. That's
you're fine.
No,
say
I
it.
Just think. I just think. Yeah, it's
let's
for
get
like,
freaky, man.
Will you do something here and do something here? Here's the places I'd like.
That's a lot of places.
Yeah, I know, I got a lot of spots. But like, so I was in a relationship with a girl and she had the, and I was like, I just got to tell you, I don't do the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
And and she's like, well, I'll just put it on you. And I'm like, that might actually freak me out. Let's not do this. And so then she's like, I got a better idea. And then she leaves the bedroom comes back in.
Chocolate sauce.
What? And she began to rub things all over me. And I was like, and it just fell. It wasn't, and it wasn't.
Oh, what?
What was?
Mayo? I don't know. Like
and then she's nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom.
Peanut butter.
Nom, nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom. Nom.
Jelly? Nom.
She literally rubbed an avocado.
No! What?
Yeah, she did. And I have the heart to tell her that I also didn't like avocado at the time.
That's such a weird item to grab.
Down and in my big mane of chest hair was basically like a Chipotle exploded on me.
Got any chips?
Let's get freaky.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been trying really hard to not be a hoarder, and I think I need to come on the air. If I talk about it on the air, this is me like forcing change upon myself.
Okay. All right.
If I ever truly decide I have to stop drinking, I think I have to come on the air and say it.
Yeah.
And then you guys will just check me. Do you know what I mean?
So, yes, I agree. But I'm gonna speak to half of the room here. This isn't the right place to do that because the other person here is also a hoarder and is very interested in the thing you're about to talk about.
I know, but I think
he's not gonna be much help.
No, he might be helpful because I think T-Hack is a hoarder, but I think he's a reformed hoarder. And I think he's so locked in right now that he's found a way to not hoard, despite every fiber of his soul, like you get
okay for Chick-fil-A packets. No, before shoes.
Oh my god, I definitely have the Chick-fil-A packet right now. That's another hoard thing. Like my bottom
drawer.
You're
doing it too? Oh no.
The bottom drawer that is my, like every time I order a 30 piece and I order like 2 30 pieces every time I go to Chick-fil-A because we like to just have chicken nuggets in the fridge and just like you roll by and you're like, oh, I'm gonna grab a couple nuggets. And they come with like 5 or 6 packets. So it's like, we just vary it up. So now there are gallon Ziploc bags full of barbecue. Another one full of buffalo. Another one full of Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
The bottom vegetable, I didn't think it's meat.
There's no vegetables in it.
No, it's just Chick-fil-A sauce.
That is, I'm with you. I've done the same thing with just Chick-fil-A sauce. And once you start getting a container for the sauce, that's
you've gone too far.
It's too far. And I have the same thing. I have a little plastic thing full of just random sauce in our
pantry.
But
what if somebody came over and they were like, do you have any Chick-fil-A sauce? I could go, yeah, I do.
How many times has that happened?
One time Josh was like, do you have any? And I was like, I do.
That's great.
And like one time somebody said,
and then you took one packet?
He took a few. But then somebody came over and like, they come over and they're like, do you have any ranch? Like, we were having pizza and they're like, do you have any ranch? And I'm like, I think I do. Like, I had like a Dion's.
You're prepared. Ranch. Yeah. Yes.
So like.
Do you understand that we are only talking about condiments and he is already helping you out here?
No. Yeah,
can I take some off your hands for you?
No, because he, I think if I'm reading between the lines, he's saying, I used to do that. And I don't anymore. Am I correct?
I don't anymore. I'm working my way through my collection.
Okay.
And I'm not adding to it. It's like an actual very deep thing that I'm working on and struggling with. But because the weird thing about the sauce is that you don't remember when you got it.
Exactly.
You don't know how old it was when you got it.
And I'm not rotating it in the bag.
Uh-huh. It's just, yeah, here's one. And then you start to open them and they'd be slightly different hue. Of whatever color the sauce is supposed
to be.
They're
aged. And,
exactly. Yes. So that helped me a little bit. It's like, oh, I'm not eating these anyways. They're just, I'm going to throw them away in 8 months.
Okay, well, here's another hoarding thing I have. Oh, maybe one of you guys want these. So I was
reading. I do.
Sit down. You mentioned digital cameras one time.
No, I'm not giving you those.
Mm. You already offered them. You can't
take
it back.
I know, but I'm rescinding it. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Well, first off, now that all you Z's want them, I think I can probably flip them.
Yeah, you probably could.
I'm going to make a mint on that so I can buy more sauce. No, so I was at Costco.
I'm more interested in the roll it's not a roll, but the files that are on your digital cameras and the digital camera itself. I would love to see.
They have like SD cards, I think. I have to find the chargers for them.
Mm.
I want to see some of those pictures.
I bet there's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is, I was at Costco and they had the Hexclad cookware.
Oh, those are nice.
I love it. But I have stacks and stacks of Calphalon and stacks of All-Clad. So I have 3 or 4 full sets of 4-quart, 6-quart, 8-quart, 10-quart pots. Mm. Like omelet pan, big skillet, like wok pan of each one of those brands. But they're perfectly fine.
And that...
What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, that to me, that seems like too many pans. But I don't
it
cook.
It is, but
do
what if one day I go, I need an All-Clad pan?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, some days are you like, I'll use this brand, or some days this
no,
dish
No, I use
will...
only the Hexclad right now.
Oh, yeah. So then you got to no, well,
do what?
Purge.
Do what?
Sell them.
Do what? Sell them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody wants my used cameras. All right,
take them to Goodwill.
No one wants your used cameras.
You do.
No.
Okay, so the real reason I brought you here for my hoarding intervention is I can't get rid of shoes. And I don't know. Like, I have black Nikes that are still pretty good, like running shoes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You guys know me, avid non-runner.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to run in them. Like,
but sell them?
Yeah.
No, but they're just like a Pegasus. Nobody wants that. It's
That's
not like they're
the most popular.
Travis Scott. No. Nobody wants.
You could sell them. You'd probably have to clean them up a lot. Like, you'd have to go into.
I'm not willing to do any work.
Okay. Then that.
So like.
Then donate
Aaron,
them.
Aaron, listen to me. Listen to me. What? Every once in a while, you come in, and I don't know what you're wearing on your feet today. I did not look. But you look
I'm
so cute
my
in
old
your chucks.
Yeah.
Are you wearing chucks today?
No, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my Vans.
Okay, but like, I have a whole section of chucks. I have a whole section of Vans.
Keep them. Keep them. You can never have too many shoes.
Yes,
that's
you
a
keep
lie.
Them.
You can.
Keep them.
What shoes am I wearing right now?
I didn't see. I didn't see.
I'm wearing like Air Force Ones. That's all I wear.
Yes,
all I wear Air Force Ones.
You wore Chucks this week.
Yeah, because I stood there staring at my hoard going, you have to do something. And the only way I talked myself out of throwing them away was putting them on. So that just bought me another 6 months.
Well, you know what? I actually think that that's smart. Try to wear them. If they feel funny, that's how you know. But you have to work through them. It's kind of like when you're like going through your clothes, you put the hangers the other way. It's that whole thing. So then when you use it, you put the hanger back. So all of the hangers that are facing the other direction, donate.
I did that exact thing.
And you didn't donate.
And I came up on a year, and then I went through, and all the hangers that were backwards, each one that I like took off the hanger, I'm like, there's my Call My Agent shirt. I can't get rid of that. My agent gave me that.
Yeah.
Don't wear it.
I can't get rid of my Exotico tequila that I've cut the sleeves off, because what if I want to paint my house?
True.
What?
True.
What?
You'll need old running shoes if you paint your house.
Yes. What if a tequila fight breaks out and it's a suns out, guns out tequila party? I've got...
Yeah. And someone wants ranch dressing.
Thank you!
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So... My son I think today was the day he was filling out college applications. Like, he's worked on his essay, and I think he's got a letter of recommendation from a teacher. Like, I don't know all the things.
I think you need a couple.
What?
No, I thought you need a couple letters.
You do?
I thought so. Huh.
Like, you either need the letters. Now, a lot of the schools don't even care about your ACT or your SAT. Like, ever since COVID, maybe, they're just kind of like, if you have a score, like, send it, but, like, you don't have to. And you can also super score. Do you know what that is?
No.
No. What is that?
It sounds fake.
No. It is fake. Because it doesn't really prove it. No, it's like, if you go take the ACT and then, like, you crush the math, like, you got a 32 on the math or whatever, but you're, the other things, you were just, like, trash. Then you can go back, take it again, and just, who cares about the math? Don't even, just skip it. Like, you don't have to do it because you've already got a 32, but, like, then really concentrate on this and, like, whatever. And then they'll super score it. They'll go, like, we'll take your 32 from math from the first time you took it. We'll take your...
the highest score from English or whatever.
They super score it. So then all of a sudden, your ACT could go from being like a 28 to like a 30 something.
Well, that's it's absolutely fake.
It's cheating, right?
Yeah. It's just like,
you didn't prove that you have the knowledge.
If you were like running
the
mile and you're like, we'll just focus on the first two laps and come back another, and we'll do, and
right,
we'll
put
it's like,
well,
that's not, it's not how I run the mile. That's,
you have to be able to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay, that's it. Okay.
I'm just saying that's how ratchet it is now.
I think the schools stopped taking the ACT and SAT scores when they just realized, oh, you'll just give us money. Yeah, you're in. Congrats. Yeah. You're in.
Okay, that's what
tuitions do, though, but you're in.
That's one of the things. I remember applying for schools, and like, I got into all the schools I wanted to get in, but my ACT was like huge. Noah's like actually concerned. He's like, God, I hope I get, he wants to go to Creighton potentially, he wants to go to CU potentially, TCU, Arizona schools, like different stuff. Nothing in Iowa, oddly. but he's like, I wonder if I'll get in. Don't they just now go like, hey,
you're in.
Do you have the following qualifications? A pulse?
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
That's the second one. Like, we'll talk about that in 10 years.
Right. Don't even worry. Social security number that we can attach a student loan that will follow you like forever. Like,
do you want to know CU Boulder's acceptance rate?
Sure.
According to Google, it's 80%.
Shut up.
80.
So you,
80? You want to know, Creighton's a little tougher though, to be fair. You want to know Creighton's?
Sure.
77.
Oh, God. So he's going to get in anyway.
He'll get in,
of
course. Yes.
So here's the deal. There's a story out today that says people of this generation, like a quarter of them, are not going to college anymore.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is 100% due to THAC eroding the university system. You don't believe in it. You've literally, I didn't want to out you on the air. I don't know if you called me a coward or you called me something. You were like, if you had half a brain in your head, you'd take the money that you were going to give in tuition and give it to Noah and have him start a business.
Absolutely. Yeah. It has never made sense to me that if a kid says, I have an idea for a business and I'd like to take out $50,000 to start this business, people would go, you're absolutely nuts. No way. Way too young. That's irresponsible. But if a kid says, I have literally no idea what I want to do with my life, but I would like to take out $200,000 so I can go figure it out, they would go, why are you even asking? Here's the money. Of course. That's the smart thing to do. And that doesn't make sense to me.
But so you think, do you think I should discourage, because this is now a wave. You're right. It's way too much money. Mm-hmm. It will be more than $200,000 to go to Creighton.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
My brother's trying to get him to go to DU. Like, do you want to talk about how much that would be? I don't even want to know. Do you know how much you spent, Aaron?
No, but I was at CU Denver.
Is that cheaper?
Yeah.
University of Denver only accepts 78% of people.
So what do you want me to, I'm giving you one chance. What do you want me to do with my son?
For me personally, the idea of, I understand you've saved up over the 18 years
I
that he's been alive.
I have 529 plans,
yes. So you have all this money.
Yes.
And for me, and there's the tax implications and all of that. For me personally, the idea of saving all that money, whether it's in a school plan, whether it's in my retirement or just my bank, like the idea of having that money and then just turning to some university and going, here, I would never do that. I could never do that because it's way too much money. And the return on the salary that you're going to make just because of that college diploma doesn't match necessarily. Yeah. Now, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a doctor, there are exceptions where you need to go. Right. But I think most of them, especially the liberal arts, which is what I went and did. So I know, like, you do not need
and
it.
And look at you now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't believe Aaron is going to be the one who doesn't want to do this.
It's not that I don't want to. It's just, I'm. This is a surprise to me. I'm not in the right mindset.
We're trying
to do this.
Something new on the show, and it's only as far as it's a little bit court ordered. We need to. Yeah. We're trying to be a little more positive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
every
sir.
Every time I try to be positive, like, life just wrecks me.
Well, then this is your moment, okay?
Right.
So we're on this day of the week. As you go into the weekend,
okay,
we want you to have a positive outlook on life. We do news or nope, and then you're just like, oh, these are like whatever. Some of the stories, and sometimes they're sad and like whatever. Mm-hmm. And we do like shoplifting stories. We just take story. It's just there's a lot of strife in the world. So yeah. we're gonna do feel good Fridays.
Yeah.
For as long as we can stomach it.
You mean as long as it is court ordered?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can tell that I'm stalling right now because I'm just trying to find something.
Do we have any positive music?
So bad, like this. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It feels good.
On it's a Friday. Feel Good Friday, everybody. Well, welcome.
All right.
Hi. My name's Slacker. You can call me Slacks. You know, call me Slacks.
Nice to meet you, Slacks.
Nice to meet you, too. What's your name?
Great to be here. I'm Hacks. I'm D-Hack.
Hi. You, young lady?
You, Hacks. I'm Aaron. I just wanted to fit in.
Okay. T-Hack, do you have a feel-good story you'd like to tell us?
I have a wonderful story.
Let's hear it, buddy.
About 102-year-old Marjorie Fitterman and 100-year-old Bernie Littman. They've tied the knot.
Aww.
Becoming the oldest married couple with a combined age of 202 years and 270 plus days. They met at a senior living facility in Philly where they met after losing both of their spouses. So it's a second love for both of them, but love never dies, right? They met at a costume party on their floor. They clicked instantly.
That's so cute.
Oh my God. I don't know if you can feel what's happening in the room.
Feels good.
My heart is growing.
She's going in, and I'm getting out. I don't like this.
No,
I don't.
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait till I tell you that.
I'm not that old, and I can't find anybody. This old man.
No, but can't you just picture them at a costume party on their floor? They both have their walkers, and like,
yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Their first date coincided with the birth of one of Bernie's great granddaughters. There, she was involved for that. Like, hey, I got to skedaddle out of this date a little early. My great granddaughter is being born. It's cute. It's cute.
Okay.
Bernie credits his long life to staying curious, reading, and keeping up with current events. Marjorie says she drinks buttermilk. All things I don't do. So maybe I should start.
Okay, that was feel good. How many of these do we have to do? Do we each have to do one?
Why not?
Try.
We can try.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Because you're in a bad mood. I didn't think you had one.
Well, I still have one.
Okay,
but
go.
It's just, it's not going to sound as positive.
Okay, just try.
It's been a challenging year for two families in Minnesota. They both each had premature babies. It turns out that they have the same medical condition. So while one baby starts beeping, the other one starts beeping at the same time. So they have bonded and become like best friends.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Aww.
And they're like helping each
like
other.
Like the NICU or something.
Yes.
Wow.
So they have bonded.
So you guys are doing love at 100.
And at born.
And like pre-born.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like
wow.
Negative. That's something that's always bothered me about premature babies. Yes, they're born then. But then they're just always going to be small. So I almost feel like you got to like make their birth date when they would have been born. Do you know what I mean?
So that
they turn one and they're really, their body's only like 6 months old because they were born, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying.
I do, but
why? I don't know because it just feels weird because like you look real small for a five-year-old because it's like, well, because I was a premature baby and like.
Yeah, maybe you could get two birthdays, your birthday and then like your expected one. Yeah. And it's kind of like a celebrating.
Thank you for understanding. Mm-hmm. That's what Feel Good Friday is all about, T-Hack.
Yeah.
Finding a commonality between. I got a man who's so in love with it. These are all about love. Is that what we're going to do? Got a man who's so in love with his woman. They were out in Fort Severn First Nation, a small community of 400 people in Canada. They were out looking for their dogs when out of nowhere, a polar bear lunged at the woman.
Oh. Whoa.
I want to tell you, if a polar bear lunges at my woman or either of you.
Thank you.
The next thing we're going to hear is a polar bear eating one of you. But this man jumped on the polar bear to save his wife.
Wow. Oh, man. That's a high bar.
It is massive.
For the other fellas out there.
Of course.
Leaving him non-life-threatening injuries to his arms and legs. A neighbor arrived with a gun and shot the wife.
Stop. Stop it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Can somebody... I do not want to sound like a geriatric old fart. Do you want... Tiek, do you understand cap, no cap?
It took me a little bit, but now I do. Yeah.
Can you tell me why we needed different words for the words that we already have words for?
Well, it's confusing to me because it's kind of reverse, right? So cap means you're lying. No cap. Like, it feels like it should be cap is telling the truth.
What is cap, though? Are we talking about cap like a baseball cap? Or are we talking about capitalism? What is cap?
Definitely not that.
But what is cap... Like sometimes if you go something's lit, so there's all these Gen Z slang words and I've got a cheat sheet in front of me, but it's like saying something's lit, I get it. Cause it's like we've always said like it's fire, it's lit, it's like it's hot. Like at least you're in the wheelhouse of modifying the words that already make sense.
Yeah, well I remember like my dad would say, like growing up, he'd be like, oh, and then he got all lit up.
Yeah, lit to me means drunk.
Yeah, lit up, exactly, lit up. But now it just is lit, and that also kind of means if you're lit, you are under the influence of something, I guess. But lit could also refer to like a party or a show.
I don't think lit ever means under the influence to Gen Z.
Oh, really?
Do you ever go like, that chick is lit? Like if somebody's drunk at the bar.
I don't know if I've ever said it that way, but if it were said to me, I would understand and like not question it.
I love that you're acting like you're bilingual by saying that. Like, if someone said it, I would understand it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you... But like, would you use the word lit?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
About what? Use it in a sentence, go.
The last time I used it was actually with Brent from Shinedown, and I told him that Pokemon Go is lit, and he was like, you need to get that tattooed.
So you don't use it very often. He was here like months and months and months ago.
I have this. I use it. I started using it ironically, but now I cannot stop saying it. And I have an actual app on my phone. It's called Is It Lit? Should I hit the button? Should
yes.
We see?
Yes.
Is it lit?
What does it do?
No.
Oh, no. Just no. It's not lit right now.
What is that? What is that? So is that like a magic 8-ball app?
Yeah.
So you just walk into a room and go, is it lit?
Is it lit? Yeah. Listen, should we give it another try?
Do you know what that... Oh, my God. We're going to go down this
no,
super...
No, oof, sorry. Still not lit. Oof, sorry, it says.
Do you remember when iPhones first came out?
Yes.
The and stupidest apps we had on
this
them?
Was, I, like,
the lighter.
Yeah.
The beer drinking.
That's so weird. Did you have it?
No, but I made fun of the people that did. Because it's so dumb.
I had it, of course.
I had it.
This is a holdover. The Is It Lit app is a holdover from those...
It has to be.
I've never gotten rid of it. This is just...
I wish I had the beer drinking one. Do you know how cool I was at parties when I would walk in and go like, oh, I'm just going to get my own beer. It was like, how are you doing that? Because the beer would disappear.
It's not lit. It's not. No.
Cap? Tell me how to use cap. Because this is the thing. My son will say it. And you were starting to say it. And I rudely interrupted you, as I do. But like, no cap seems to me like that means lying.
Right,
no
like
lie.
It's, yeah, but it means no lie.
No cap. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
So use cap then. So I understand it's like, I would kill T-Hack for a chance at sleeping with Margot Robbie. No cap. That makes sense,
yeah,
right?
That's accurate.
That is,
that's 100%.
Great. What? Wait.
Is it lit? Yeah. Is it lit? But like, when would you say cap? Like, so you would say a sentence and then go cap, like you would. I'm lying.
No, what I've heard is like all cap. It's like I've never actually heard just cap.
Oh, I or capping? Yeah, like a verb.
Yeah.
I've heard, like, I would say, like, Slacker says he slept with Margot Robbie, but I think he's capping.
Why wouldn't you just say lying? Why wouldn't you just say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We need a younger person.
All right, before we wrap this up,
no cap.
We're going to just keep talking until the Is It Lit app says it's lit.
Okay, let me try it again.
Is it lit?
Let me give it another try. It's lit!
Yeah!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of some of the weirdest vandalism I think I've ever heard of.
Okay.
I've got a story that has some bad news.
Oh, God. I'm going to go home.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A pair of goats in Colorado.
Ah.
Can we do the alarm? It counts. It's here.
No, the alarm is Florida reserved only.
We used it for, like, okay.
We use it for, like, it's only for, this is Florida. It's Florida.
That's the Colorado alarm.
No. And by the way, what? Do the Colorado accent.
Mountain.
I don't know what's that.
That's one. We don't say T's in mountain.
Oh, mountain.
Yeah.
Mountain. Yeah, mountain. That is one of the things. Mountain. Mm. What's another one?
Colorado.
Okay.
That was Surfer Boy. Anyways, a pair of goats in Colorado wanted to go for a little climb on top of the official, unofficial car of Colorado, which is the Subaru.
Shut up.
The owner of
that is definitely the official car of Colorado.
The owner of the car came out to see some hoof prints on the
front. They climbed just on top of the car?
On top.
Randomly.
Got on top. One of them actually did a fun little stomp.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's fun.
A little sassy.
Yeah.
It's actually surprising to see a couple of goats there because they have a hard time making friends. They always butt heads.
We got to rethink the format of this whole thing. I mean, we're just trying to kill the momentum of the whole thing.
Yeah.
My story comes out of Tennessee.
No.
Oh, I thought we were doing it for whatever state we wanted.
That's
now.
Not what I said.
What's the?
That was kind of a Colorado
what's
accent.
What's the pickup line with the?
Because you're the only 10 I
yes,
see.
Yes, what's the pickup line?
Are you from Nashville? Because you're the only 10 I see.
All right, okay. We'll edit that part out. Hey, are you from Nashville? Okay.
Great joke, boss.
So someone decided to vandalize the deputy's vice mayor. The vice mayor of the town's... His name is Jimmy Snodgrass.
Okay.
You're lying.
That's really his name. And someone came to his house at 11 p.m. and vandalized it with teeny weenies.
Ah, huh.
A can of Vienna sausages. They threw them. Yes. They were able to figure out who the person was because they caught him on camera at Walmart buying Vienna sausages.
Okay.
Because, you're going to go to Jimmy Snodgrass's house. No word on what the significance is behind the teeny weenies, but I think we can...
I have a hunch.
Do you want to lay it out there for us?
Well, judging from my time in high school, I've seen this a time or two. And it can only mean one thing. It's not good. Poor Jimmy.
Jimmy Snodgrass has a teeny weenie. All right. I don't have any stupid jokes, so those... We're all these stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.